essentially writers are just nosy parkers, so there's no better place than to eavesdrop than on a train carriage, because everyone's enclosed, they're enacting their own personal dramas, and now with phones you can listen to the most extraordinarily personal things being voiced loudly across the whole carriage.
So the story that you wrote then on your train, was it directly inspired by what was going on around you?
A little, although I have to say that I didn't have... My story involves a passenger from hell getting on and annoying a woman beyond her limits. And
sounds like non-fiction rather than fiction.
Well, yeah, it's an everyday occurrence, isn't it, if you commute. Unfortunately, there weren't very many annoying people on my train. I don't know whether it's just a first-class thing or whether it's just a Harrogate thing, but I had very pleasant travelling companions. But when I got off the train at Harrogate, I talked to the steward, and he knew exactly the number of people who'd stayed on to the final destination, and that was author gold dust.
There is something I think many writers regard as romantic about trains, isn't there? I mean, they seem sometimes to be a throwback to times gone by. They're slower means of transport than a plane, obviously. You can stare out of the window for hours on end. I mean, is that conducive to the imaginative juices flowing?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yes, the landscape provides a wonderful, never-ending, always-changing source of visual images. For example, I saw the house that my next novel main character is going to be living in, glimpsed from a train, and I imprinted it, and I thought, that is exactly the place she's got to live. It's in the middle of a fenland, just isolated on its own.
Now, sorry to interrupt you, but as a matter of interest, do you write on a laptop computer? Do you take a notepad and pens with you when you're on a train? No.
I'm strictly technical. Laptop always.
Laptop all the way.
It's nice to find a train where you can actually plug it in, so you're not...
No danger of running out of juice halfway to
Harrogate. No danger at all,
then.
No.
Is it something you're going to repeat? I mean, did you find that it was easier to write on a train than when you're locked up in your own study?
I'm open for all offers.
If somebody pays first class, you'll do it again.
First class, anywhere. And also, you know, planes. I'm not averse to planes.
Well, we'll see who's listening. Julia, lovely to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Julia Crouch, then, writer in residence on the East Coast line between London and Harrogate. It sounds a lovely idea. I think I might try it at some point.